United States Navy presents The Eddie Duchin Show. Music for your listening pleasure, transcribed by the magic fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And our special guest today is the glamorous singing star, Eugenie Bear. Today, in hundreds of American cities and towns, small groups of men gather weekly to study and master the countless mysteries of a new science, the science of electronics. Members of the Navy's Electronic Reserve Units, these 20th century pioneers constantly probe the intricacies of radio, radar, sonar, and Loran, the vast unplumbed fields of electronic science so vital to our nation's progress and defense. Working with the latest equipment, learning the finest techniques, they are pledged to keep America prepared, alert. So a salute to these scientific watchdogs of the future, the Navy Electronics Reservists. Skipper Eddie Duchin and the orchestra give our Liberty Party a send-off with Lady Be Good. We're saluting the Navy's electronic experts today, but it seems to me as if the Navy is full of all kinds of experts.
It sure is, Ken. Take the Naval Aviation Cadets. Today, a man learning to fly Navy planes has to be expert in lots of things. Radar, Loran, well, that's long-range navigation to you.
Uh-huh.
The latest developments in radio communications and...
Well, now, wait a minute, Eddie. When does he find time to fly?
Oh, he gets plenty of flying. The Navy just believes in giving its men the best training possible in all phases of aviation. And right now, that training is open to a limited number of young men.
You mean the NAVCADs?
Right, Ken. Say, suppose you tell them about it.
Okay, Eddie. A naval aviation cadet needs 2 years of college credits. He must be between 18 and 25 years old and in good physical condition. If you qualify, you are on the way to the four most exciting years of your life. First, there are 2 years at Pensacola, Florida, the Annapolis of the air, learning to fly in foolproof SNJ trainers. Then on to faster, bigger Navy planes, to carrier landings and all the technical know-how that you need to handle jets. Then the big day you graduate with wings of gold and a reserve commission in the Navy or Marine Corps. After that, you're off to 2 years of active flight duty with full officer's pay.
Say, that sounds pretty good even to an old retread like me. Say, how do I get in?
You don't, Eddie. But a young man could get full details by dropping a card to NAVCAD. That's N-A-V-C-A-D. NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. It's a new song by the old sailor himself, Nick Kenny. Tommy Mercer sings Beyond the Purple Hills. It's guest star time on the Eddie Duchin Navy Show, and our skipper says hello to Eugenie Baird.
Hi, Eugenie.
Hello, Eddie. And say, you know, I want to register a complaint about the way you talk.
Me? Say, what did I say?
Well, you insulted them, and they aren't.
Hey, wait a minute, Eugenie. I insulted who? What? When?
Well, you called them Navy cads. But I know a lot of Navy boys, and gee, they're swell fellows and perfect gentlemen.
Oh, no, Eugenie, not Navy cads. NAVCADS. The N is for the Navy, the AV is for the aviation, and the CAD part is for cadet.
Oh, Naval Aviation Cadet?
Sure, and I think they're real swell, too.
Well, then I apologize, Eddie. How can I make it up to you?
Well, a song would be nice.
All right. For you and all the NAVCADS, I'd like to sing Ain't Misbehavin'. No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. Well, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just given my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. Oh, my body, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Thank you, Eugenie Baird. Now this is Ken Roberts with a word for any man who's interested in radio and electronics. If you'd like to get the training that will put you ahead in these fields, then join your hometown Navy Electronic Reserve Unit. You've heard of radar, sonar, and Loran before. Today, the Navy is the leader in research, development, and training in these highly specialized fields. Navy training in these subjects is so thorough that the American electronics industry draws many of its skilled technicians from the Navy. These same technicians will be your instructors in your Naval Reserve Electronics Unit. As a reservist, you learn the theory, operation, and maintenance of the latest electronic devices, instruments which send searching fingers into the air, over the land, and to the ocean depths. You'll enjoy the companionship of intelligent young men who share the same interests as you. Take your place now in this new world of electronics. Prepare yourself for an interesting and profitable career. Phone or visit your nearest Naval Reserve Unit or Navy Recruiting Station for particulars. For the best in electronics, go Navy. For the best in a piano solo, go Duchin. Right now, Eddie takes us all in hand as he goes Stardust. Drop anchor now. Many thanks to you, Eugenie Baird, for stopping by, to the boys in the band, and to our skipper, Eddie Duchin, who says,
for fellas who want to get started and get ahead in radio, the Naval Electronic Reserve Unit offers a swell chance to learn the business and perform a real service to your country at the same time. I hope you'll think about it. Thanks for listening.
And be sure and tune in again for the Eddie Duchin Show, transcribed and presented by the United States Navy.